On Tuesdays, our American Graduate Project explores the journey from childhood to graduation. Today, we'll take a look back at what was an especially newsworthy year in education. KRA's Bill Zeebel is here. Bill, let's start back in January. That's when Home Rule died in Dallas.
So Home Rule was kind of a big deal. It could have dramatically reshaped the Dallas school district. It was an obscure option created by the state back when George W. Bush was governor. But it didn't happen here. After more than a year of controversy and debate, the district's Home Rule Commission voted against creating a new charter. It turned out to be a bust. But one of the idea's biggest champions, that was Dallas trustee Mike Morath, who helped launch it. He'll be the state's next education commissioner, so you never know.
We do know. We have brand new superintendents in a bunch of North Texas school districts. There's Allen, Highland Park, and of course Dallas and Fort Worth, which both had some rocky times getting there.
Controversy kind of followed Mike Miles almost since he arrived in Dallas. That was in 2012. Critics said his top leaders were paid too much, then many of them left, and some because they broke a law elsewhere or because they got caught in a scandal here. Miles said he wanted to shake things up and he wanted to do it fast because he argued otherwise we'd be failing the kids. Then come June, he abruptly quits.
I've decided that now's the time where I can step aside as superintendent, confidently knowing that the work will continue with the current leadership team in place.
And then it's interesting, the Dallas schools kind of went back to the future and hired Michael Hinojosa.
It wasn't a surprise to some. Hinojosa was superintendent here for 6 years, here just before Miles. Academically, kids improved under Hinojosa. Financially, though, the district saw a shortfall of at least $64 million because of an accounting mistake, and Hinojosa says that was one of his biggest regrets. With him back, things have calmed down. He has the respect of the teachers, the staff, and the trustees.
Now, in Fort Worth, the school board really struggled to find a superintendent.
Yeah. Walter Dansby, who'd served the district for decades, quit back in 2014. And the first choice to replace him, Joel Boyd from Santa Fe, he ran into resistance on the school board. So in February, he pulled out, and the search had to be restarted. And this fall, Fort Worth hired Kent Scribner from Phoenix. He promises to stay a while.
My parents live in DFW, dad's cancer survivor, and sister and her family are here as well. It's an opportunity to continue my professional career, but also reconnect with family. So in a way, even though I'm not a Texan yet, but I feel like I'm coming home.
Bill, the other thing that stands out about this year in North Texas schools is the way they became flashpoints for issues of race and ethnicity.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing to look back. There were white power signs at a Flower Mound basketball game in February. A month later, a Jesuit grad makes headlines leading racist chants at a University of Oklahoma fraternity. In September, a Muslim ninth grader was taken into custody for bringing a homemade clock to his Irving school. Authorities thought it was a hoax bomb. The international flurry of attention got Ahmed Mohammed a trip to the White House. Ultimately, he and his family moved out of the country to Qatar.
Quite a year. Thanks for keeping an eye on it, Bill.
Well, we'll keep looking.